You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network, and check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
Hello, everyone. It's Ty Slatter.
Antonio Turner.
Welcome to the NBA Finals Edition, the grand finale. GTA Check. Brought to you by GTA Sports Network. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here. This is it, man. Make sure you follow us on all the platforms. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, GTA Sports Network, GTA Sports Network on Twitter, GTA Heat Check everywhere else. Subscribe to YouTube channel, GTA Sports. Don't forget GTASportsNet.com for all things in the world of sports. So, the Dark Horse is here. It hurt. It really hurt. This was a painful experience.
What was the last one? We did one right before game six. Right?
I believe so.
And it was supposed to have been over that day. I don't know what happened. No idea how Miami won game six.
Jimmy shows y'all that he's MJ's illegitimate son. That's what that was.
47-89. Yeah, ridiculous.
Then dropped 35, 2-3 in game seven. So, this is, there will be no Jimmy Butler slander here.
Even a shot?
None. I'll tell you what I would have did.
It's a question.
But this is not slander though. But this is playing, what they call it in football, this is called Monday Night Quarterback.
Yeah.
Right? Monday Night Quarterback says, if I'm Jimmy Butler, I didn't play 48 minutes. I got a chance to either go for the kill or go for the layup. And drag my tired
already played 48 minutes
into overtime. Ladies and gentlemen, I need y'all to understand something. Pro athletes, as great as they look on TV, they're human.
And he was already playing injured.
He was hurt playing 48 minutes. Do y'all realize the NBA game is regulated at 48 minutes? He played 48 minutes. Gave you 35 into 48. We're not talking about production. This ain't even about that.
Right.
We gonna get to that, and we gonna talk about. Matter of fact, I'm gonna DI even one better. We gonna pull up the stats for that game. We gonna pull up the stat line. I wanna break this one down for y'all. I feel like it deserves a thorough breakdown. The fact that the final score was 100-96 lets me know off top that the number one, number two ranked defense in the league showed they asses. Okay.
Well,
that score is low. By today's standards.
Oh, it's low.
Super low.
I really contribute that to Marcus Smart. But
We can get to that. I know. Let's we're going to Miami first.
I know.
Because the Celtics are in the finals. Even though Marcus Smart almost.
We both got our glasses on. Almost. Right now,
well, because, you know, Golden State, sunshine, Golden State. It never rains in California.
Well, right? It might not rain in Boston right now even that much. It's summertime.
Yeah, it's summertime. Boston might be a little nice.
A little bit, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, we're going to the Heat first. Because I want to give the Heat their flowers. Because I'm hurt. I'm genuinely hurt by this. I'm hurt. But the silver lining is, I told y'all the Dark Horse to win it all. I told you. You can go back and listen to every episode from the moment the playoffs started. Even before the playoffs started, I told y'all. Boston was my Dark Horse.
Yeah, caveat. Because he wasn't picking them. Taking
them. Hell no.
It was either Milwaukee or Miami the whole way.
All day. And then Chris got hurt. Now, true or false? Let's see how good your memory is.
Mm-hmm.
When Chris went down, what did I say about Milwaukee at that point?
You didn't say it was over.
It was over.
I have Boston beating.
Giannis did what Giannis can do.
Yeah, I have Boston beating.
But what did I tell you Boston was going to do? They went back, and since we recapping, they went back to that footage, Toronto Raptors, Milwaukee Bucks, 2019 playoffs, boxing one, put the wall up.
Oh, absolutely.
And what did the Celtics, Ime Udoka do? Put that wall up. Game seven, wall.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis did everything he could, and I will not throw any type of trash his way because he did everything he could with little to no help, no bench. All he had was Jrue Holiday.
Yeah.
And I don't trust Jrue Holiday. You're asking him to do too much. Yeah. Too much. You had him to put up his numbers, which is 20 a game. yeah, and play defense. He played both sides of the court, right?
Yeah, it's not then, effective.
Then you're asking, and you're asking him to put up Chris Middleton's points too. He puts up 20-25 himself.
Right. So
yes. Yes, he's gonna put up then 40 points.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Guys, game.
You're asking Drew to do an awful lot.
You are.
You good to get 30 out of him.
Right.
An efficient 30 at that. Now you ask for a lot. So when you say I was either rooting for Milwaukee or Miami, you gotta tell the story in full context. When Chris went down, I knew they were done.
Yeah.
I said, I want Miami. That was my pick. Yeah. My favorite. I'll stand on that. I was riding with Miami to the end.
Yeah.
Even at the game six, I called you. I said, yo, I know it probably won't happen. Yeah. I agree with that.
When we get
back to football.
When we get back into the offseason.
We will get to that. Because there's a lot going on over there.
Yeah.
But, because that's a whole another can of worms right there in LA.
It really is.
But, I applauded Jimmy's efforts. Because Jimmy did what I know he's always been able to do. Mm-hmm. Every team he's been on, he's done this. If Kawhi's lucky bounce back in 2019 hadn't hit.
Facts.
Philly would have won the ring that year.
For sure.
They should have. They went up. They would have went up against the banged up Golden State, and they would have won.
Right.
They chose to buy his ass over me. Yeah.
His mom.
Yeah. Oh, he took that personal. So, Miami, this whole series has done nothing but show me they have the heart and soul and a leader. Problem is, when you have a team like Boston, who's longer, younger, and in some positions stronger.
And they went through a dogfight.
Then look at Boston's journey. We'll get to them in a second.
Boston's journey was tough.
Boston's journey wasn't no cakewalk.
It wasn't at all.
I remember I said Boston got the toughest road. Out of every team in the playoffs, they got the toughest road. But we'll get to them in a second. Let me make sure I get my Flyers mind respectfully, because this is game seven. 96. Now, keep in mind, y'all, they lost by four. It wasn't no blowout. Wasn't no, you know, one-sided fight.
Yeah.
It was a dog fight. Problem is, it was 1-on-5. It was Jimmy Butler versus the Celtics. That's basically what happened. Bam put up 25-11-4. Kyle Lowry gave you 15-3-7 with a bad hamstring and slightly overweight, out of shape, and he fouled out. So the problem comes in when you look at Max Strus, Victor Oladipo, Gabe Vincent, and then Tyler Hero. Now,
think about for 10 points.
No. They combined for about a little over 20. Between the three of them. The four of them, I should say. I'm sorry, since Tyler Hero didn't score. That's your problem. You have Bam, Kyle, and Jimmy doing everything they can. Oh, and PJ Tucker. Yeah, another one. In the starting lineup, and didn't score no points. They clamped them. In 17 minutes, no points. Unacceptable. So, he had no help. I know people critique and get on social media and say, well, this player, if he that good, he should be able to do this, he should be able to do that.
That's not Jimmy's game.
Basketball is not an individual sport. It's not tennis. It's not golf. It's not bowling. It's not an individual sport. This is not a one-on-one matchup. This is a 5-on-5, but it looks like on stats damn near a 1-on-5 because one player is asked to do everything and win it. He got you 4 points shy of tying it and going in overtime.
Yeah, 82 points in two games.
What more do you want from Jimmy? Jimmy needs help. If Pat Riley, if you listen, get Jimmy some help.
There's
Jimmy needs help. Right. There's one player I want to get to Miami.
Yeah, he wants to. He wants to be there.
Can we get Donovan Mitchell to Miami?
Oh, that's not what I was talking about, but okay.
That would be good too, but if you can't get Donovan, you get Joel Embiid, that's exactly who they should go for, free Embiid.
If you go for Donovan, the problem with that is they gotta be willing to give Donovan the reins.
See, hold on.
At this point, Jimmy's like, if you get Donovan, I'll say next year, after next year,
Jimmy the second round,
Jimmy be 34 years old after next season.
See, Donovan got a hat of heart, though. See,
he got the heart.
Donovan don't got the heart.
Donovan got the heart.
Okay.
He got.
You are a fan of him, though. So
he got the weight in him.
He might be capping a little bit more.
If he weighed Junior, he better had a heart. I could have said I'm a pro's air weight. And he a better shooter than Wade.
What's the money looking like on De'Aaron Fox? Getting De'Aaron Fox to Miami. What kind of deal can you do for that?
You said it's money, right?
What the money look like for that?
Because he got a max deal.
I'm throwing a name out there that you're probably thinking, why am I reaching out to Sacramento for help? Well, because...
So I can keep room for De'Aaron Fox.
He's when you stop talking about Sacramento. Yeah. there's nothing, outside of Sabonis, there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So, shout out to...
Like De'Aaron Fox. That'd be nice. Kyle Lowry got retired.
I'm cool with that.
Or you going to Sacramento, one of the two.
Either you get on the coaching bench,
or you going
to Sacramento.
That's about even money. That's what De'Aaron make by 30s.
Okay, work that out.
By 30
mil. So, props to Miami for making it interesting, dragging it out 7 games, and Jimmy doing everything he possibly can. Again, no Jimmy slander.
I thought that he was going to win. Because I said if he goes no 7 games,
no slander. You did. And I feel like they should have. But when you have a supporting cast that's not supporting, that's what happens. Oladipo was a no-show by his standards. Even his standards now, as a role player, six man, you can't put up those numbers in game 7.
Yeah.
Hero, you were hurt. You shouldn't have played. I know the pressure was building. The media was talking trash. Everybody's calling you soft. I get it. But if you're that hurt, you don't go out in 7 minutes and give me nothing. Like that, you might as well not even play. Like this
right.
One assist in 7 minutes?
0 points.
He didn't. Him and PJ worse. He played 17 minutes and didn't score. He's a starting lineup. So, I mean, PJ, it's about time, PJ.
Yeah.
You got your ring in Milwaukee. I thought you was going to retire after that. I ain't going to lie to you. He needs to.
About that time, PJ.
We need to get this team younger, and we need to get this team support. I don't mind Jimmy being the leader for at least one more year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Because
one more year, and then if it don't work next year, blow it up.
That or he got
or
he going second field.
Take a back seat and let a younger man lead the way. And that's no disrespect. Jimmy, you had a great career. Jimmy Butler, let me say this on record. Jimmy Butler is a Hall of Famer.
He was not supposed to have his career.
Considering what he went through to get to the league, Jimmy Butler is a Hall of Famer.
Nobody expected Jimmy Butler to be.
Nobody.
They thought he was going to be a decent defender. That was it.
Jimmy Butler was in D. Rose's shadow until D. Rose got hurt.
He was drafted to be a defender.
Yeah.
And a six man.
Yeah.
6'7" man.
So the fact that Jimmy's even carrying teams.
An all-team defense.
Two Eastern Conference Finals and then 2 years ago in the finals. This was not supposed to happen. In fact, he almost did it in Philly. Had it not been for Kawhi, he definitely would have did it in Philly.
Right.
So Jimmy is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Now, of course, everybody likes to make these disputes. Oh, he ain't winning the big one, so he don't deserve to go to. He's still stats don't lie. He's the first ballot Hall of Famer. I'm saying it now. I don't care what you think about Jimmy. Jimmy's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He's first ballot.
You could
when his career is done.
There could be questions about being first.
He's got the stats.
He's gonna get in the first three.
He got the stats. He should be good to go. I just hope he can get a ring. That's the only thing. Stop. I swear. That is the only thing.
He don't got his pedigree to go ring. He's not a ring chaser.
Yeah, I know he not.
So he don't got that in his.
He might at the very end.
Maybe.
But
he's never really been injured either. It'd be different. Like if he got injured a lot,
then you
start just jumping
then
teams.
Then you start jumping teams. Dude.
Yeah, if you're not. But,
he stays pretty healthy.
Yeah, that's the only reason. If he was, he's been hurt, but he doesn't miss like seasons.
No,
he missed a couple games here and there, type deal.
But because it wouldn't be a fair conversation, I'll mention the winners and why they won. The numbers speak for themselves. The numbers speak for themselves. All right,
lucky.
Huh?
It was a lucky win.
It was. Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown tied for 24. We ain't gonna talk about how many shots Marcus Smart took to get that 24. But he got 24.
Jaylen Brown fouled out.
Jaylen Brown had 24, 6, and 6. Marcus Smart had 9, 5, and 24.
No, we're gonna talk about three shots.
Well, I can't talk about it here. But the last five that he missed.
The last five he missed, and Jaylen Brown and Jay Timmons touched the ball. He only hit two free throws.
I'm gonna need Marcus Smart to remember your role, sir. You are a defensive.
You a player of the year,
not the offensive player. Mm-hmm. Defensive.
But you know who you can really blame it on? Jason Tatum.
Ooh, well, 26, 10, and 6.
That's regular season numbers.
Ooh. See, what you need from Tatum in the finals?
You don't get the average. He averaged 25, 8, and 4 in the regular season.
So what is
that's it? He averaged one more point.
Okay, so tell them, what does Jason Tatum need to beat the Warriors?
At least 28 to 30. At least 28 to 30.
You're giving him a little leeway. I always expect you to say 30, 35. You said 20 to 30. You're being nice.
Because he need at least 30.
Steph can give you 40 by himself.
He need at least 30.
Clay can give you 30 by himself.
Okay, I'll go.
That's 30. 70 points between two players. 30.
Well, because I need.
We ain't missing Jordan Poole.
Well,
we
ain't missing Dre. Jaylen Brown to average 25.
Do you understand? If you got two players on the opposite side of the court that can give you 70 points by themselves, you still have Jordan Poole. Mm-hmm. You still have Kevon Looney. You still have Draymond Green on the court. These players can give you 15 points apiece. And Jordan Poole can go off for 30 to 40 by himself. He's been chilling.
Tatum has average 30.
Right.
Jaylen Brown need about 25.
Okay.
To 28.
All right.
So, 30, boom. Now 30. We get back
to 60.
And I need Marcus Smart 15 to 20.
Okay,
that's
80.
All right. All right, now everybody else filling in.
10 to 15. All
right. Al Horford, this is the series I need. You can't be getting me 0 points. Five points.
Yeah, you don't need more points than that.
You gave me five. You gave me zero.
I need
in game six.
One game he gave you like 15, I think, didn't he?
One of the games he gave him 20. That one game he had 5 threes.
Yeah.
Or 7 threes. He was 7 to 10 for 3.
Yeah, we need that.
Yeah, I need not 7 though, but I need about like, I need 15 points. I need you to average about 15.
I need him to go off.
12 to 15.
Because they're going
to
need it, because Golden State capitalizes off.
But it's really a wash though between Al Horford and Draymond.
It is.
It's really going to be about a wash.
Well, one thing we do have to address, but they tell them that's not on this stat line here, but it's a stat that definitely matters. Jason Tatum had 77 turnovers.
He wants to be the next best
in the playoffs.
Well, he's supposed to be the next best rising.
70? He has the most turnovers in this playoff series. I think Luka was like second with like 50.
He might have the most ever. 77 is a lot.
77 turnovers.
That's ridiculous. For you to be six, what's he, 6'8"?
6'9".
Exactly.
7.
You're 6'9", you get ripped like that, man? It'd be different if you were 6 foot. What was up with that?
I need Jason Tatum. I know Kobe is your guy.
Kobe didn't turn the ball over that much.
That's the thing.
And Kobe averaged like 3 turnovers a game.
I need Kobe. See, players that look up to Kobe look up to the wrong parts of Kobe. And Kobe addressed this, and I always refer back to this interview. And you know where I'm going with this. Mm-hmm. Where T-Mac and Kobe were sitting with Rachel Nichols, ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
And they said it. James Harden, Russell Westbrook. Great individual players, MVPs. Their style of play does not win championships. What y'all don't hear in that statement, and I bring it up a lot because a lot of players like Tatum and Irving look up to Kobe as a mentor, as an inspirer, as an influence. Kobe realized after he got done playing, and really his tail end, his last 3 years.
After that.
He tore his Achilles.
Well, that after Shaq.
Yeah.
He had that.
And he went through that stretch where he was really like balling out of control, but he wasn't going anywhere.
That's MVP Kobe, yeah.
Yeah, but he wasn't going anywhere. Yeah. So I think players get caught up in the moment and they capture screenshot moments of a player's career they looked up to.
He realized it when he got the
song. But as he got older, he realized that was not winning basketball. Tatum, and he's changed, he's grown. Because Tatum started off like that, coming into the league.
Yeah.
But
Tatum's be better.
Tatum's gotten better. Tatum's gotten better as getting his players. Because
basically a taller version of Kobe.
Ime Udoka told him to trust his teammates.
He's a better defender, too. Kobe was a great defender at one point.
Oh, yeah.
Kobe Tatum's a better defender.
Yeah, yeah. At that height. And
you
hopefully.
Yeah.
with an over 7 foot wingspan, you better. You know what I'm saying? But I just hope that Tatum doesn't try to go into Mamba mode in the finals.
Trying to find that place that defines your look? Check out Jay's Classic Cuts. Need a taper fade, more drip for your waves, or maybe a crispy lineup for your dreads and braids? One cut from John the Barber, how you feeling like the Godfather? Book your look with Jay today on the Cut app. Jay's Classic Cuts, located 1387 Shaylin Avenue, Suite E. It's Ty Slatter with GTA Sports. Hello everyone, this is Ty Slatter from GTA Sports. It's 2022, time for something new. New age elements, stay true and be authentically you. Usher in the new ways your way. Wear your story with pride. Vintage and modern vibes with the creators in mind. Special collections coming soon, so stay tuned. NAElements.net, invest in your best. You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
I need to see the Mamba mode.
Well, it depends on which Mamba mode. I'm talking about the one that goes like ball hogging, passing, and playmaking. Because when you play a team like Golden State, which in my opinion is our generation Spurs.
Yeah.
Because Kerr's using Popovich's system.
No, yeah, he's a part of
Popovich. He's a protege.
Yeah.
So, when you play a team that moves the ball and sets multiple screens, switching screens, constantly moving, you cannot keep the ball in one man's hand and expect the defense not to clamp him.
The thing that saves them, they the best defensive team in the league, or second best, Boston. When Miami were the two best.
Yeah, I mean, that's cute, but we're talking about offense, right?
I know, but fine.
If Tatum is stopping the offense by either dribbling the ball out too much and not moving the ball around trusting his teammates, we got a problem.
Yeah, but what's his name got to know his role?
Which one? Smart?
Yes.
Of course, he needs to be the playmaker.
Yeah, exactly. Not taking the last 5 or 6 shots of the game. And Jalen Brown needs to be the serve, say, give me the ball.
The part that we forget.
You can go in Mamba mode, you just got to know when to go into Mamba mode.
The part that we forget, Golden State has championship experience, pedigree.
And that's what we show people on.
So.
Hey, analyst Draymond, if you stop talking.
He almost hyped up Miami to go to the finals.
Exactly. He was like, thank you, Draymond.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have to watch what Ruby said.
Yeah, we'll check that out. But, so I am worried. Worried about that. I think the Golden State has the system in place, the players that know the system in place, young players who have adapted to the system that's in place, and then Boston is just a young team that's never been there, so they're going into it young, wet behind the ears, inexperienced. Athleticism will get you so far, but let's be honest, the coach is a rookie head coach.
Yeah,
he's going up against Kerr. I get that, but I get that.
He's not rookie coach.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? He played in the league.
I get that.
He's assistant coach.
I get that. But
he's not Steve Kerr. I get that. And they got home court. Don't matter.
It don't. When you play against the Warriors, does it? No, it don't.
Well, the problem with that is Boston's home court record is trash. They 5-4 in the playoffs at home.
Yes.
Granted, they 7-1 on the road, though.
That's cute. That's real cute.
Oh, they're not going to go State and just going to
the moment. The moment might be too big, man.
You ain't going to Oak Town?
The moment might be too big.
So San Francisco starting out.
The moment might be too big. They young. They ain't never been there before.
They got the bodies, though.
They don't even got the veteran experience of the finals. Al Horford been in the league 15 years. This is his first finals.
I know. He got 141 playoff wins. 42 playoff wins.
Most of them was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
When it was hot.
Another half was in Boston.
In Boston, right. So, again, like, it looks like, okay, if you look at the bodies, it's stacked up like on paper, right? It looks balanced, but it's not.
Well, I think it's more balanced than people think. Because they're long. I'm putting Jaylen Brown on Klay Thompson. That's the easy decision. I'm putting Tate on probably on Jordan Poole. Marcus Smart on Curry.
Can you keep up?
I mean,
you got to go through 12 screens to get the Curry.
If he's a defensive player of the year.
Oh, see, now, yeah, we're going to see that. We're going to test that theory. We're going to test that out.
Derek White ain't no slouch on defense. Yeah, he part of Popovich Street. So he going to be giving us something out there. All
right.
Now you just got to live with, can they make the baskets like them? Different story.
Go basket for basket. That's now, a different story. Now you talk.
But they can't go 3-for-3 because your best 3-point shooter is Jason Tatum. I mean, he's decent. He's good at it.
But
he shoots 40%.
Curry Clay level.
Yeah, he shoots 40% from three. But you got Steph really going to be shooting from half court, though, this time. He ain't doing no right close to the – let's see in the corner.
Hitting from the logo.
He going to have to because they long. So if you're anywhere close to that line, they smacking it. You better shoot from the logo. You and Poole can shoot from the logo.
What about Clay?
He not consistent from the logo. He got to step up a little bit.
Okay.
Not the line, but like step behind the line.
So basically, he gonna get guarded a lot tougher because he hit the line.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. And he gonna have Jaylen Brown on. They the same size.
Unless Clay says, "F it, my knees feel good. I'm taking it to the rack." He gonna guard me. I'm going to the rack. Clay gonna go inside. Somebody has to be the sacrificial lamb.
Well, somebody
and go inside. And you know Steph ain't dunking. So clearly it's gonna be Clay.
They have nobody that can really.
Golden State.
They have no. Not really.
Gary Payton.
On a bum shoulder. He better not go up there. Gonna go up there and they gonna hurt the other shoulder. You in the game for defensive purposes now. You do not get to go dunk the ball. Try dunking the ball on Jaylen Brown or Jason. Or Al Horford. You saw what Max Strauss, you saw what he tried to do. Got it smacked. All ball. Don't let Robert Williams go up. Oh,
God. Oh, God.
Draymond going to have his work cut out.
That's going to be interesting.
Kevin Looney, he's about to get big.
He's shown flashes of it in Dallas.
I need because
he's definitely shown flashes of it.
Hard to do it against Dallas.
Oh, that's cold.
He's real soft in the middle. When Luka is your best big man, just saying.
That's cold.
Well, shoot, the rest of them shoot threes except for Dwight Powell, but he's soft. Maxi Kleber out there. They don't even play Boban.
He's there for more sports.
Exactly. Bertans, he's shooting threes. They ain't no legit big man.
That's a fair point. Fair point. I'm with you when you're right.
What'd he say? So Draymond said Curry got double team probably 7 times the amount of cake. I don't know about that. I don't know about that one.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, see, the problem, if you're talking about Golden State, all right, maybe. But in general, KD getting that double before.
Because anybody trying to guard KD one-on-one, they're
going
to
get that work. Exactly. Steph can take you one-on-one, but he's going to pull up on you. KD, he'll take it in and then shoot over. And be disrespectful with it.
So, Golden State, Boston. Who wins? How many games? Let's just go ahead and get the people what they want, man.
I'm going to go with – I've been going back and forth because I think Boston could win it.
So you're going for dark horse?
No. Golden State because of championship pedigree.
I said that.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think Golden State and – Golden State got to get it done in 6.
I agree.
They don't want to go back to Boston for game 7.
I agree.
In the Garden.
That was actually what I actually agree with you on this one.
And I would pick Boston to win game 1, though.
Okay.
Golden State going to win game 2, and then they're going to win both of their games in Golden State. And then Boston will go back for game
4.
5. I think Golden State's going to be up 3-1. Okay. Boston's going to win game 5 back at Boston.
See how way the Warriors win at home.
Who is gonna win at home game six?
Okay. I'm going to flip what you said and say Golden State's gonna win game one.
Boston game two?
Boston game two.
So we're both gonna split.
It's gonna be a 1-1 series. I agree with you on that. But I do think Golden State's gonna win game one. Boston's gonna clap back in game two. And then it goes from there. I think Golden State will probably win the two games there. That'll put them up 3-1. Boston get that one last game, and then
so we basically agree.
Where's
just flip where's game one again.
Just flip game one again too. Now, on the other hand,
if we go seven,
if Golden State wins game one and two, now we got a problem. Yep, they might get one. Tatum and them are good enough to get one.
Oh, they
they'll get you one, cause Steph and Clay, they had this thing where they like to let the team think they got a shot, like they'll like leave the window open just a crack, and then they shut it down. Like, all right, we get LQ.
Tatum, if you're over, I think you are.
Like, they like to rip people's hearts out. Right.
See, well, I think Tatum. Oh my god.
Sorry, right?
Keyshawn to play basketball, though. That don't really count. Keyshawn, he like hooping the GM. Jay Williams play professional basketball.
I just saw two old dudes.
Like, no, Jay Williams trying to guard Keyshawn in football.
It ain't happening.
Keyshawn at 50 would dust him.
Truck him, then dust him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Go ahead. What
were you saying? What was I going with? Yeah, I mean, because Golden State, if Jason Tatum was who I think he is, he should be able to give me the ring, really.
He's so hot. Oh, that's the problem. Like, don't know what, and they said it on multiple platforms.
It shows it.
They said you don't know which Jason Tatum you're getting that night tonight. You don't know. He could drop 30 or he could drop 10. You don't know what you're getting. There is no happy medium. There's no 25 point per game Jason Tatum. It's either all in or all out.
That's how he averages 25. He gets a 40, then he gets a 10.
Oh my god! Like,
the 15 or whatever.
30.
Look, if you don't average over 20 points, if you don't average over 25 points, y'all not winning the series.
Period.
Over 25.
When Stephen
and I think Jaylen Brown averaged about 25 with
you 70 points in a game, you have to answer the call. Tatum and Brown.
They be cold a lot. They were cold a whole lot in the Dallas series.
They were.
They got lucky because it was Dallas and all Dallas got is Luka.
Right.
That's the only reason they got.
They also got lucky it wasn't Phoenix. But I tell you right now, had it been Phoenix and Golden State, Phoenix would have took advantage of those games when it was cold.
Chris Paul would have.
For sure. I don't know about Devin. Devin's a little hot and cold,
that's
too.
That's why I said Chris Paul would have.
Chris Paul would have. He would have saw the moment.
And right? I think what's-his-name would have stepped up, too.
Cameron Johnson would have, too.
Well, Cameron Johnson, I think Aiden would have stepped up because who in the world's guard DeAndre Aiden? You gonna put Draymond on? He 4 inches taller. Kevin Looney, he might be able to hold him for a little bit.
He might be at home for a quarter.
Exactly, but DeAndre Jordan should average 25-12.
That's facts.
In his sleep.
They should have lost to Dallas, but like I said to you before we started, Phoenix Suns, man, they look so complete on paper. So, but now
Suns are gone, man.
Now
we're talking about 37-year-old.
We're talking about breaking up a team.
We're talking about 37 going on 38.
Possibly moving on from a franchise player in the near future.
We talked about that. I told you. What's name might be on the block.
Wherever Devin goes.
I think Devin's on the block after next
season. Can I at least make the request that he. Actually, two requests. He goes to the Eastern Conference, for one. He's not competitive enough for Western Conference. And two. He needs to be the second option, not the first option. Devin's not good enough to be the first option.
Has he realized that yet?
Wherever team he goes to is willing to pay him, they need to make him the number two option. He needs to be the second option. He needs to be the shooting guard, not the point guard. Do not give Devin Booker point guard responsibilities because he is not consistent enough to be a point guard. I'm coming to realize it hurts to even say what I'm saying right now.
You know who he could work with? That'll be the end of his prime. So,
I'm listening.
Philly. Joel.
Yeah.
If y'all plan on getting rid of partnering with the Stars going to lock in for his player option.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you send Harden back to the West.
At this point, James Harden is ring chasing anyway.
So where are you going to go, Phoenix?
I mean, not really Phoenix. He can pick where he wants to go. He's James Harden. He got that type of clout. You know, everybody know that. He going to opt in. And then he's going to figure out what he's going to do from there. Because it's not going to work with, obviously it's not going to work with him and Doc.
No. And the fact they're keeping Doc lets me know they're not keeping James Harden.
Then, no, I'm saying they're going to keep him one more year because he's opting in. He's got $47 million opting in.
Man, Westbrook got crazy-ass opting in.
Yep.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, then Westbrook is opting in, too, according to the report I read. He ain't got a choice. Exactly.
That hurts.
I'm opt out forward.
Westbrook that came along.
Westbrook
way,
was
man.
A smart player. A smart businessman.
Very smart businessman.
I'm opt out for what? I'm about to get 47.
You hate to see your favorite player go through this. You hate to see it.
If I can't get a ring, I'm going to get this money then.
Yeah.
That's how y'all look at it. Sometimes I'm like, we still good enough. Though. In his head, I mean, if I can't get one, I'm going to get this 47 now.
Yeah, I feel it.
So we both got Golden State with 6.
Yep.
That's crazy.
And I just said, if the Boston Celtics don't win game 1 or 2, Warriors in 5. They'll get 1. Yeah. They'll be out there looking like Luka.
Dang.
And
Luka by itself.
Y'all
can't even look like Luka with 2 of y'all.
It can happen. Golden State has the firepower.
No.
What we fail to understand, not that anybody's counting, the Golden State Warriors have multiple Hall of Famers on their roster. Some of them are in street clothes. Iggy.
Right.
But some of them are coaching. Kerr. The starting lineup.
Some are
Steph,
analysts.
Clay, Dre. Some of them are analysts now. You know, when you look at the Warriors roster from top to bottom, what people don't understand is they were banged up for 2 years.
I think
I reposted this clip.
I know X Factor though for Golden State.
What's that?
The X Factor is going to be Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah.
Cause he's been playing. He's technically the other big man.
Right.
He's the young big man.
Yeah.
He would have to be the best defender off the bench. Cause he's long too. He's long like Tatum and Brown.
Steph.
6'10".
Steph said it when they got eliminated from the plane. 2 years ago.
Yeah,
last year.
Mm-hmm.
He said, y'all don't want to see us next year. He called it. He's like, yeah. Y'all don't want to see us next year.
Yeah, and in the bandwagon and in the wishy-washy Stephen A. He picked Golden State for the year.
Right.
Real with him the whole year. And they started losing.
Get a little weight.
Well, when Steph went out.
Yeah. Started wavering a little bit.
When Marcus Smart injured Steph.
Mm-hmm.
He went a little wishy-washy.
But then
he went a little wishy-washy in the playoff when they started. Who'd they play? When they played Minnesota. Memphis. Memphis. He got a little wishy-washy.
And Ja got hurt.
Yeah, and then Ja got hurt. And he was like, oh, I told y'all. A little wishy-washy. told us.
But see, this is why I had Boston as my dark horse. Because I said, and we touched on this earlier. But we kind of like skipped past it. Boston had arguably. They had the toughest battle.
When you look at compared to Golden State, absolutely.
To the finals. Golden State floated. They had Denver, Jokic by himself. They had Memphis, no Ja Morant after game, 2-3?
Game 3, yeah.
Okay. Dallas, Luka, ..
Exactly.
Golden State ran through the West.
Yeah.
Once Phoenix got eliminated, it was over.
They only lost. 1, 2, 3, 4. They only lost 4 games. It went 12-4.
But let's get
at 16.
I'm not the biggest Boston fan. One of my teams,
yeah.
I rock with them, but I don't because there are things I don't like about their roster. But, and their coaching was questionable.
Well, I like Udoka. On paper,
it
looked a little sus.
Well, on paper, Boston first round. Should have been better.
Trying to find that place that defines your look? Check out Jay's Classic Cuts. Need a taper fade, more drip for your waves, or maybe a crispy lineup for your dreads and braids? One cut from John the Barber, how you feeling like the Godfather? Book your look with Jay today on the Cut app. Jay's Classic Cuts, located 1387 Shaylin Avenue, Suite E. It's Ty Slider with GTA Sports. Hello everyone, this is Ty Slider from GTA Sports. It's 2022, time for something new. New age elements, stay true and be authentically you. Usher in the new ways your way. Wear your story with pride. Vintage and modern vibes with the creators in mind. Special collections coming soon, so stay tuned. NAElements.net, invest in your best. You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slider and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
You got a roster, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. Those two names alone,
on paper,
should have been a problem.
They should at least got two games.
Yeah, a game apiece. Kevin give you one, Kyrie give you one.
Yeah, exactly.
And neither, now let's not discredit the fact that their games were close. But I told y'all Brooklyn won't win no championship.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been saying that for 3 years. I'm still, I ain't waving off of that. Unlike Stephen A, I stand on mine. I said Brooklyn ain't winning no chips.
Brooklyn had James Harden with a.
But shoulda, coulda, woulda, he left. So.
Well, I was a bandwagon with James Harden anyway. That was the only reason I was on there because of James Harden.
Once you left Brooklyn, no need to get that jersey.
Yeah, exactly. No reason for that. Just go where you want to go anyway. Philly, that's where you want to be at anyway.
Yeah, right. So they swept Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
They know the dog fight.
The dog fight.
First one.
Was Milwaukee. That was a dog fight. They went to two dog fights.
Yeah, that was it.
Y'all went to two game sevens. So, that's another thing that we're not even about to forget about. Like, this team has to fight.
They went to a game seven in a row, too, against Miami.
Yeah.
That's even tougher.
Yeah, it is. It is. They lucked out because Chris got hurt with Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Giannis definitely showed his own. He took the challenge and almost got it, you know. But it is what it is. He didn't even make the shot, so why was this shot?
Right.
He didn't make the shot. But nonetheless, Milwaukee did what they could without Chris. Boston had to go from Jimmy Butler.
On the road.
So Boston went through three top 10 players.
Yeah.
Four.
Kyrie, KD.
Kyrie, KD, Giannis, and Jimmy.
Yeah, that's four.
So I'm not going to sit here and discredit Boston's journey because Lord knows I called them a dark horse because I knew they had the toughest road.
There's a stat here, too. There's another stat, a next gen stat, that they beat all the teams that they lost to the last 3 years that went to the finals.
I did see that. Cause
well, I guess Brooklyn didn't go to the finals, but they beat Boston.
I did see that. Cause I think they said teams that beat Miami in the past went on to win.
Yeah.
Toronto.
Yeah, that one too.
Toronto.
But Boston beat all the teams that beat them in the last 3 years.
Yeah. Milwaukee. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
it was Brooklyn beat them last year.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
Then Milwaukee, Milwaukee beat them a couple years in a row.
Yeah,
they had Kyrie.
Conference finals too.
Yep, it was.
Then Miami beat them in the bubble.
Yep. Wow. I'm just hoping they're not like wore out by those games because it kind of reminds me of when Dame. Remember when that year the Dame went through the West and it was like game seven, and then he got blown out by
round two, in the West Conference Finals.
Yeah. So I hope they're not like gassed by having to go through all those games.
Right.
If they are.
I mean, the thing that saved them is they've been off since Sunday.
That helps.
So that's 4 days off. And you're going back home.
Right. It's going to be a fight. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
I mean, you know the NBA won't 7.
Golden State go up 2-0, ain't gonna be no fight.
Yeah, Boston not going to Golden State be the choice.
Because Golden State.
Cause not back to back.
Golden State likes to let you think you're gonna win something and then rip your heart out. That's what they like.
Yeah, I think the difference is, though, I think if Boston has the lead, anything past like 12 to 15, they're not losing.
Okay.
The same, like Luka was up.
Three
twice.
Different games,
though. Yeah, he was up legit twice. One of 19, they came back and lost.
Right.
And then they was up there 29, the one that they got.
Yeah.
And they almost lost.
It was close. It was close. But, it's going to be a good series, man. I wish Miami could have went. I really, it hurts, man. I wish Miami really could have won, man. I really like rooting for the underdog because because arguably, dare I say it, until it came down to Boston, Miami had an easy road, just like Golden State.
Yeah.
Just like
Golden State. Well, because Atlanta don't count.
Atlanta didn't count. Philly was in.
Philly should have been a tough matchup, but I guess
so. Joel was banged up and Harden was Harden, so.
Yeah.
Harden's kind of. I don't want to watch in front of you, but you know, you said what?
No James Harden.
Yeah, I don't think I can throw it out there either.
We in off season now?
We
in off season, man. No James Harden slam.
I'll tell you what, man. James Harden come back healthy. I feel like he says every off season. Why do I feel like I say that every off season?
He was straight in the middle of season.
The excuses. They always have excuses.
That's every year.
That's a fact. Oh, he wasn't with T the whole year.
He was not.
Oh, he wasn't in shape.
If B had surgery, man, that's a fact.
I know he did. He had surgery on his thumb and finger. Yeah. I seen the reports.
He should be ready for training camp, according to reports, man.
I'm glad he didn't wait to get it done.
Yeah, exactly. I hate when they do that.
Yeah.
I hate when they wait and then they get mad.
Shaq, Scottie Pippen, just name a few.
Right.
Wait till the season start to have surgery.
Yeah, exactly.
Or in Shaq's case, wait till season start getting in shape. And he had all season to get in shape.
Simmons. Mr. No Back.
You said what?
I said Mr. No Back, Ben Simmons.
What I would like to do, it's going to take some time to put it together, but what I would like to do is give some off-season advice to each of the team. All, it's 32 teams in the NBA, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the report, is it 30? 32.
Oh.
I just think it's 30. It's 32 in the NBA. It's about to be 32 in the NBA, though. I don't know if you saw that report.
Who's getting teams? Seattle?
Seattle and Brady. And I said Brady. It's Las Vegas.
Nice.
And I heard the report is supposed to be coming soon, like after next season. They're going to expand it.
Okay.
Is what the report I read. That was talked about 3 years ago, anyway.
Yeah.
It's already got the Vegas summer league out there.
True.
And Seattle never wanted to lose their team. They just contracted. Stadium contract.
Okay.
But so, hopefully that means they move back Memphis to the right division. To the right conference.
To the west.
To the east.
Oh, to the east. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Memphis needs to be in the east. Not, they not.
I agree. I don't know why they in the west.
They have to move another team, too. Probably. I don't know what's going to be.
Move to the west to the east.
Move to the east. Because Seattle and Las Vegas is West Coast.
Oh, yeah, true.
So I would probably put maybe one of the teams from Texas, maybe Houston. Actually, maybe Dallas. Dallas is on the closer time zone. They're only an hour behind us in Indy. So.
Technically, Denver's not West. Denver's on the outside.
I mean,
outside.
I guess you could, or New Orleans.
There you go.
You could do New Orleans.
There you go.
New Orleans or Dallas. That's what the 2 hour pick first.
Yeah, definitely.
Something over there.
I can see that. Good to see the Seattle superstar is back. Vegas getting a team, that'd be cool.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Vegas, they gonna add teams everywhere else.
Yeah. Women's got a team, football team.
Hockey team. I got all that. And you already got some. You got 3 months.
But we need to break down each of these teams and all season moves they can make.
Start from the bottom to the top.
Yeah, pick the worst.
That's the only way that's going to work.
Yeah, we will. Because the offseason, we're going to need something other than finals to talk about. We already.
Yeah, I mean, we could do that and we could start previewing.
Hell yeah.
NFL.
We'll start doing some offseason.
We can break down. I could do the lower teams in NFL. You might not know some of the lower ones. You might, who, what?
I know a couple of them.
That's what I'm saying. You might know the basics.
I know a couple
of them. You might know the basics of like you might know Trevor Lawrence.
Of course.
That's about it.
And if it wasn't for Joe Burrow, the Bengals would be right there with him. Yeah. But Bears, Browns, just to name a couple.
We got some
stuff. The Jets.
We got some things to talk about when it comes to the Browns, yeah, too.
Oh, definitely.
That's a whole episode by itself.
Oh, what you just said?
The Browns is a whole different. They need to be on. What's the thing they do?
Which one?
The NFL. Oh, God. I can't think. The HBO series.
Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks.
We can almost. It's going to be disrespectful. I can't believe I'm saying it. We don't put the Niners in that conversation because they kind of fell a little bit. They dipped. Seahawks are definitely in that conversation now without Russ.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Packers are slipping slowly but surely. They falling in that conversation. Your Vikings are like borderline. They not at the bottom. They not at the top either. They're like right there on the surface. The Titans right there with y'all. Now, wasting Derrick Henry's prime years.
Tannehill. He done dumped off Tannehill.
Bum ass.
Now he a bum. I've been telling you for.
This is an NBA episode. We gonna stop. I'm gonna cut it right here. We gonna say that for next time. I'm not finna do this right now. That is a whole other episode. I'm not doing this. I know. Don't let nobody find out. We gonna get up out of here. We not doing it. We don't got time for him today because Tannehill, that's an hour by itself. And then that press guy talking about being confident. Just get off. I'm done. Instagram. Tone underscore fresh. Oh, wait. This is Top Slayer, man. It's Heat Check, man. You know, it's the NBA Finals Edition. The grand finale. The Dark Horse versus the champions. I mean, you know what it is, man. I think Golden State in six. But, hey, anything is possible.
We agree on it.
Anything is possible. All right? So, until next time, it's Top Slayer, Tony Turner. We out.
Thank you for tuning in to Heat Check with Top Slayer and Antonio Turner. Follow GTA Sports Network on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. You can follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.